Muda sati satyasiso daksha kanyaha saridbir yasya prajanan duhahi darariso nirasiso guna vatsa sunodhya Yama Vasichan Parat Buddha Sati Satya Sodaksya Kalyan Abrihi Yasha Prajanan Duhihe Darasiso Narisiso Guna Vatsya Sadhidapyaha Somebody, it's very simple. Go for it. Ladies. Nobody. Okay. Word for word. Yam. Hum. Avyasina. Bathe. Paraya. With great. Mudha. Satisfaction. Sati. All chaste and devoted to their husbands. Satya. True. Asisya, whose blessings, Daksha, Kanyaha, the daughters of King Daksha, Saridbir, with sanctified water, Yasya, whose, Prajanam, of the citizens, Dukkahi, who filled, Dada, of the planet Earth, Asisya, of all desires, Niradishishya, although personally having no desire. Guna, Vatsa, Anuta, Udaha, earth becoming like a cow whose udders flowed upon seeing Gaia's qualities in ruling over the citizens. You forget that one. A translation of Prabhupada by Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. All the chaste and honest daughters of Maharaj Daksha, such as Shraddha, Mitri, Daya, whose blessings were always effective, bathed Maharaj Gaya with sanctified water. Indeed, they were very satisfied with Maharaj Gaya. The planet Earth, personified, came as a cow, and as though she saw her calf, she delivered milk profusely when she saw all the good qualities of Maharaj Gaya. In other words, Maharaj Gaya was able to derive all benefits from the earth and thus satisfy the desires of his citizens. However, he personally had no desire. Please repeat. All the chaste and honest daughters of Maharaj Daksha, such as Shraddha, Maitri, Daya, whose blessings were always effective, bathed Maharaj Gaya with sanctified water. Indeed, they were very satisfied with Maharaj Gaya. The planet Earth, personified, came as a cow, and as though she saw her calf, she delivered milk profusely when she saw all the good qualities of Maharaj Gaya. In other words, Maharaj Gaya was able to derive all benefits from the earth and thus satisfy the desires of his citizens. However, he personally had no desires. Purport. The earth over which Maharaj Gaya ruled is compared to a cow. The good qualities whereby he maintained and ruled the citizens are compared to the calf. A cow drinks milk in the presence of her calf. A cow delivers milk in the presence of her calf. Similarly, the cow, or earth, fulfilled the desires of Maharaj Gaya, was able to utilize all the resources of the earth to benefit his citizens. This was possible because he was bathed in sanctified water by the honest daughters of Daksha. Unless a king or ruler is blessed by authorities, he cannot rule the citizens very satisfactorily. Though through the good qualities of the ruler, the citizens become very happy and well qualified. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So it's mentioned, there's not so much about King Gaya mentioned, but this is the chronology. And so we're getting a long line of kings. And Gaya, he fulfilled the desires of the citizens, like in his later Yudhisthira, Prithu, all the great kings who were actually first-class gentlemen. And it's mentioned here about this king, Gaya. He was very well-mannered, a gentleman, and he gave all opportunities to his citizens, and his council was Brahmins, which Prabhupada wanted also when he met Indira Gandhi, that ultimately a leader should have brahminical qualities. That's what the leadership means, that ultimately he leads by first-class, what is not a show, but actually by his qualities and what he does, and not by what he says. And so Gaya Maharaj, he performed many yajnas, and one particular yajna, Indra came, and Indra got intoxicated on soma rasa, so he was drunk. Indra is a very controversial personality, as we know. And Lord Vishnu came, and so Gaya is an extended partial representation of Lord Vishnu, so he has divine qualities of Mahapurush. And also, we were mentioned before, Jiva Goswami has some of these same qualities of Mahapurush. That means long limbs, very long arms, like Lord Chaitanya, a broad chest, a very broad chest, and very high nose, and very elegant features, and very effulgent. So this Maharaj was the same quality. He had high qualities all through and through. So in his ruling, he visited, and he had the challenging horse go out, and like all the kings, that challenging horse was meant to roam in all the directions and followed by his army. And so he had no resistance because, as mentioned here, that he appeased Lord Vishnu. If Lord Vishnu is appeased or he's pleased by the activities of the king, then the citizens get everything, all the benefits come. And so in that way, he milked the cow for all that was necessary to fulfill the desires of all the citizens. And so this is Gaya Maharaj, exemplary in all respects. And Srila Prabhupada enumerated the qualities of a king or leadership, and very unusual in some of these aspects, that he mentioned in this list, he had a list with him when he went to see Indira Gandhi. But we know that at that moment she was in distress because the Prime Minister of Bangladesh was murdered. And so it was written on the wall that she was going to be next, and so she didn't give much time. But she agreed to give a couple of the requests. One was providing 500, I think, disciples permanent stay in India. That never happened. And but on that list, that Prabhupada mentions that all the leaders and members of parliament, Congress, all the ministers, everybody in public office should follow the four regular principles, attend Mangal Arati, chant 16 rounds, follow the devotee program. Now, that was on the list, and they should wear tilak. I mentioned that when the Supreme Court members start wearing tilak, there'll be a new kind of wonderful provincial government that will be exemplary and be wonderful for all the citizens. So we're waiting for that. In some places, it's happening. Present government now is becoming more realistic. And so the qualities of a leader is that he can do no wrong, that he's not liable to what the normal law is. A king can do no wrong. And the Prabhupada was asked, what would you do if you were king or president of India or president of America? First thing he said, I'd open up all the slaughterhouses, I'd close down all the slaughterhouses. Now, what kind of a reaction would that take? But it's done by a gradual process, by education. And what's going on now, there's a movement towards vegetarianism and the wonderful aspects of being a vegetarian, and the crime of killing animals and taking that flesh as food. So he says that it's a society where pigs are electing more pigs. And so and they eat pigs and they become pigs and they are pigs, like we have here in Vrindavan. We got pigs running around and they're like privately proper, they're property of different person, we won't mention it, but individuals here. So in any case, pigs are running the government. There's no intelligence and there's nothing but pigs worshiping pigs, and ultimately it's a pig society. So if you want to have a happy government today, you got to be a pig. And so they can eat anything, do anything. And what a crazy man won't say and what a pig won't eat, and a goat. So in terms of what more he would do, close down the slaughterhouses. He'd open up all the storehouses of grains and have feast every day. So feed the citizens sumptuously. Like, it's just following the same program that we have in our society, that we follow strictly what Prabhupada had outlined as a means by which to conquer the world. That's by prasad distribution, chanting, dancing, and a wonderful philosophy that can make any erudite scholar happy to hear. So this is the kingship, is that a person who takes responsibility and levies taxes in the government, he takes a portion of the sinful actions that are propounded by the citizens. It's mentioned that sometimes it's half and half. You get half the pious credits and half the impious credits. Now in a place like America where there's nothing pious, so a president, when he dies, like George Bush is 90 now, he may die any time. So they take a hellish birth for certain. They're going to take a reaction for all the pious things, the impious things they've done. So everybody is scurrying to get into the next presidency, and it just means that these people are like pigs trying to get to the slaughterhouse first. And so when they get to the slaughterhouse, ultimately they're going to take a heavy reaction, and that's what happens when they die. Like when this came from Sridhar Maharaj told Prabhupada that Jawaharlal Nehru became a dog in Sweden, one of two dogs. So he had a companion, might have been his like president. In any case, these things do happen, that they become dogs and they take a very low birth. But Prabhupada may not know this, but Prabhupada very close to this dog, Jawaharlal Nehru. They were family friends. Prabhupada and his business had him as a customer, and they came quite often to buy Western medicine, not Ayurvedic or anything Indian. And so he even was made a whole big thing over a hairbrush. He said, I want a prolific, one of these plastic hairbrushes made in the West. He said, I want it, so you must get it. This is not available in India, so he got it somehow. And Prabhupada used to go to his house. They used to visit quite often, taking medicine there. And they were close friends. In the 1928 Congress meeting, Prabhupada wrote to Jawaharlal and said, please, I'd like to attend the meeting. So he got a first-class seat right up front. And some of these supporters who were paying big money were sitting in the back. And so his friends were the guys sitting in the back. And so he made a joke out of it. And Motilal never let Jawala speak any Bengali. They just spoke English, and that was it. They didn't want it. Of course, they were bred in, he was bred in London, so he was, Prabhupada said he wasn't anything but an Englishman. Okay, and the other thing about being a king or president nowadays is they won't leave office until they absolutely drop dead and are voted out. So The reason they change offices here every couple of years is so that the cheating is curbed to some degree. We have our ministers and our people who are in office, and they raise hell as much as they can, and finally they take off as much as they can, rip off, and they know they're only got a short time to do it, so they make hay while the sun shines. Okay, so more about this particular king, Gaya. There's two stories. One story goes that the Gaya in the province in Bihar is where Lord Chaitanya went to do Pinya Dana, and the Shraddha ceremony means you go and offer some prasadam, some food to your forefathers and for your father. And so he did that. Then he met Ishwara. So he met his guru there. He led by example. That's what is meant, that you do offerings for your forefathers and for your deceased members of the family. But if you're a devotee, then ultimately that's all taken care of. He mentioned different things, 10 generations before and after your life, they go straight, go look at Vrindavan. Now there's a little tag along with this, is that you got to be pure devotee. So how many pure devotees are there? It's mentioned like that. If a pure devotee, those generations before and after go back home. So in any case, when Prabhupada was talking about what he'd do as a leader, he was able to stop all crime. There'd be no problem with the criminal aspect, because ultimately it's a change of consciousness. And like in our society, you know, we're trained to be at the highest level, the head of society, Brahmins. And so by training the whole society as Brahmin, then ultimately you have no criminals. And so everybody is happy. Like at this particular moment, King Gaya was a beneficiary of all the different things that he gave to his citizens. And there's a very wonderful little thing that happened during Christmas. Now, I'll tell the story because it's so funny. That they had a setup, one airlines did this, and they had this big box, and inside the box were some people on computers, and they had a Santa Claus. And so Santa Claus was asking everybody by name. All these little kids come up, and Johnny, what would you like for Christmas? And Johnny would say, I want a big stuffed animal. I want a big bear. And so they write it all down. You know, somebody wanted a full-size, big, giant TV screen. And so everybody was written down in the log, and when they were sleeping on the plane, going from where to where, I don't know. But when they got to their destination, all the gifts come rolling off off the plane, all packaged, and they had people buying all these different gifts for these people who were sleeping on the plane. So everybody had talked to Santa Claus, and he was there, of course, when he opened up all the gifts, and everybody was very happy. And so they got, you know, benedicted, like King Gaya with benedicted citizens. In any case, that's a very rare thing that happens in our society. No one ever does that. In any case, in terms of leadership, now, we understand Srila Prabhupada is very strong about how to lead. Shri Gornitaya Ki Jai, Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Radha Shyama Sundar Ki Jai. It's mentioned that a king provides just about everything for his subjects. King Gaya did this, provided for culturally, physically, religiously, politically. He did provision for just about every aspect of his citizens' lives. And so in provision, it means that a government must provide for its citizens in every way possible. It's not the other way around like it is today, where the government rips off heavy taxation. The Prabhupada predicted that also, that there'll be heavy taxation and shortage of food. And the shortage of food was meant to get people to join the army. This happened, the British did it to India. They put on famines, and millions of people died from the famines, and it was all artificial. They just froze the food supply. And so the British did some really devastation heavy devastation to this country. And the end result was they thought they'd do one last kick before they left to, because ultimately Prabhupada tells about the reason the British left India was not because of Gandhi and his non-violence, but it was because of this Bose who led the army, independent Indian army, against the British. And so they were forming an army, and Hitler and Tojo were helping this guy Bose to build up another army to fight the British. And so when the British understood that there was no more, because all their fighters were all Indian, the Gurkhas and Sikhs were fighting on the idea that they're fighting for India's greater independence or expansion. But it was the British expansion they had in mind. And so when they saw that there was no more money coming from India, it was all going to this new army, and they were being fought, you know, by the Indians, so against Indians, and Indians would just surrender as soon as the Germans captured them or the Japanese, they just surrendered and were turned into warriors fighting for the independent army. So that stopped the British, and the British left. Now, actually, Prabhupada gave a warning to Gandhi, Mahatma. Of course, we know he's not a Mahatma. And he was saying that, I don't believe that there was a person such as Krishna, but he spoke of nine violence from his Bhagavad Gita. I don't know what kind of Bhagavad Gita he had. But Prabhupada wrote to him, and this was only a couple of months before he was shot. And Prabhupada warned him. He says, if you don't stop and you don't follow up what you're talking about and preach on the basis of Bhagavad Gita, then ultimately you're going to suffer a very inglorious end very soon. Prabhupada predicted that. And 2 months later he was shot. And so, just recent news, the person who shot Kennedy, just as a sideline, is that there was one criminal. He was already a criminal, and now he's in jail. Was in jail as a suspect, and now he says, I was the one who did it. He was in the grassy knoll, and he took the shot that put it right through his forehead, you know. And so that's a danger of today's society. If you're a leader, a president, or a king, you might get killed by an unwanted element. And Robert Kennedy was the one who was fighting organized crime. And these were the people that shot him. It was organized crime members that had this guy out there as a hitman. So you're taking a big chance if you want to be a president. But Prabhupada said that the time will come. Now mark these words. The time will come that India and America, all the countries, will be led by Brahmins. There'll be a wonderful society called ISKCON, leading the world. And so that will happen. And it'll happen in due course of time as our society gets stronger. He said, he made a joke, that ultimately there are two kinds of people, one that believe in God and one that doesn't. And so he said, we'll talk to people and we'll say, do you believe in Krishna as God? No. Kill him. Cut off his head right away. And so he says, okay, that's pretty drastic. I mean, a Muslim talk like that. If you're not a Muslim, you're in the scripture, they can kill anybody not Muslim. In any case, Prabhupada was questioned by Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Is this true? You want us to go out and kill all these people that don't believe in Krishna? And so he says, not yet. You wait. Wait till you're stronger. Then you can do some things. But you kill with words. You kill with kirtan. You kill with the opulence that Lord Chaitanya gave us, the blessings of the beauty of the form of the Lord. You kill with that. You kill with deity worship. And you kill by the philosophy that cannot be stopped by anything. And so that's the way you take over the world. And he said that there'll be a time. The time is coming. And the economy will falter. And there'll be a flood of people coming to our farms because there'll be no food. There'll be no economy left. There'll be no money. It's all paper. And the gold, you can't get any your hands on any. And so you can expect it. He says there'll be millions of people coming to our farms. We have to be ready for it. That ultimately when this mass exodus comes, that when the governments go down, It'd be a real tight situation in the world. Now, Prabhupada did say Vrindavan is exempt from these things, that ultimately, even in a time of devastation, Vrindavan stays. So, be it as it may, we try our very best to carry on the tradition that Prabhupada wanted, that ultimately make people happy by chanting, dancing, and following the program. And that's the leadership, that we have a responsibility to reach out to these people on high levels, whoever is in office, to give them a Bhagavad Gita. It's happening now where Modi is giving Bhagavad Gita to different countries and presidents. So that's a wonderful sign. And I mentioned, we've heard it now, that there's 850 million books distributed in the world since the beginning of our movement. And so what writer has been able to do that? All the different books that Prabhupada wrote in all the languages. So it's a phenomenon. It's a miracle that took place. It can only happen by the mercy of the Lord. So King Gaya was a very pious king, and he was able to deliver the goods in terms of everything that the citizens needed. And he pleased Lord Vishnu to the utmost. So that's our responsibility, to do the same thing, to please Lord Vishnu and please Lord Krishna to the best we can. In other words, if we can do whatever we do in terms of the purest ability that we have to perform a function within our society, whatever it is, to do it purely is the first approach to pure devotional service. And if we make a resolution on this new year to do that, to wish, and I will pledge my best to do the greatest amount of service I can in the purest way possible, then ultimately our pathway back home is certainly guaranteed. And Srila Prabhupada is like paving the way for us, that if we just follow this wonderful program that he has instituted to change the world, ultimately that change will take place. It will or will not without our involvement, but it will happen. And so better to be part of the process and to take the benediction and the punya that comes with it. And so you don't have to be a president or a leader of a country, but if you can inspire, as Brahmins, we inspire these people who are presently leading to do something wonderful for their citizens, and ultimately a big change takes place. Now, any questions? Anybody have any doubt about the whole thing? Yeah. There's a